Now joined by head coach Jeremy Austin of the Trenton boys basketball program. Two games coming up over the next two nights, not including tonight. Thursday, Friday, senior night against Wellington Napoleon. Friday, and if Trenton plays Milan this year, there must be snow or something not so good in the forecast. A little bit of snow in Friday's forecast. We'll see if it's enough to postpone or not postpone. Trenton scheduled to get that game in with unbeaten Milan on Friday. And then districts are next week, and Trenton's going to play on Tuesday. We'll go chase down that district bracket as long as I'm talking about it as we say hello to Coach Jeremy Austin. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Nice to actually be back in school and some semblance of a routine.
You got a practice today. That's going to be rare to have an after-school practice.
Yeah, that's right. I have to do some laundry and get some practice gear ready to go, I guess.
And never easy to play somebody that you just beat and you got to play him again a week later. And you know, certainly Stanbury, they wanted to get back at you, and you guys had to deal with that and try to win that game on Saturday. You did by a point. What were the keys in the victory for the Bulldogs, Coach?
Well, down the stretch, knocking down a couple free throws there was key. We did a good job getting the ball inside. I thought Carson Burchett had a great night offensively, hit some big shots outside and was able to score inside. You know, the reason it was closer game is we struggled so much from the line the rest of the game. You know, we made him at the end. We made him when we had to have him, and, you know, the spotlight was shining bright there on Dylan, and he stepped up there and knocked him down. So I'm pretty sure if there's anybody from Trenton that people from Stanbury hate, I bet Dylan's way up there on that list. They can remember a lot of plays where he was instrumental in going ahead and picking up a win for us. So, you know, I think that we played pretty well considering we've had so much time off.
There have been a lot of scenarios through the years, Coach, where you get guys going to the free throw line in the fourth quarter and the legs are tired and they got to hit free throws to lock down the game, and sometimes they hit them and sometimes they don't. But that's also why coaches have players that shoot free throws at the end of practice when they're a little bit fatigued too.
It is. There's two guys that I would want on the line in pressure situations, and those are Dylan and Dalton Burchett. And both those guys shoot a lot of extra free throws, and they make a lot of free throws. And you know, Dalton, he'd always text me after practice 30 minutes later how many he'd made out of 100. And Dylan, he's the reason why we have to have limits. We run a streak drill. How many free throws can you make in a row? And we got to put a limit on it now because Dylan won't let anybody else shoot because he just keeps making them. So, you know, if I got those guys up there on the line, I feel pretty good about it.
Got to give a tip of the hat to Coach Croy for being able to get you guys your senior night in and getting and Wellington Napoleon for wanting to make that trip up here tomorrow night. I think it's going to be outstanding for your boys.
Yeah, he's had a tough job here as of late. And, you know, maybe we'll get here into track and tennis and golf season, and maybe things will back off and he can coast through to the finish line. But yeah, he's had his work cut out for us. I don't know how he was able to pull this off, but he worked hard to get it done. And, you know, I think a lot of times when we're sitting at home complaining about the weather, he's here in his office trying to get something taken care of. So, you know, we're fortunate to get that game. It's only been once that we've missed a senior night, and that's when Dakota Banks and Jeremiah Hamilton, these guys were seniors. So that's been a long time ago.
Absolutely. What do you know about Wellington Napoleon, Coach? They usually have a really strong program. Are they pretty decent this year?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They play some pretty good teams. Their record is, I think they're 12-8. So it's not dominant. But they've been playing pretty well. I've seen some film on them. They're going to put some pressure on us. They can hit some shots. Pretty athletic. We'll play pretty well. You know, it's not an easy game by any stretch. It's a pretty tough ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a good ball game. Good matchup there. 7:30. We'll have that one on KTTN 92.3 on Thursday from THS. Well, we talked about Milan here for about the last month, Coach, expecting to play Milan. It hasn't happened yet, but we know when you do play the Wildcats, it's going to be a challenge, and I hope you get that game in because I'm really interested to see what the different storylines, how the Bulldogs come out and play on Friday night.
Yeah, I think our guys are excited about getting a chance to play them if that actually comes to fruition here. So, you know, it's one of those games where we match up reasonably well with them. As long as we can execute a game plan, then I think we've got a good chance to make it a ball game and hopefully have a chance to beat them there. But if we don't execute, it'll get away from us pretty quick.
Now, you're in the 4-5 matchup, Coach, and if you just put common sense into it, you would say the 4-5 matchup should be the most competitive of the four in the district quarterfinals. We'll have that one. I believe it's going to be on 101.7 on Tuesday. We're going to have to double-check on the station, but I know I'll be heading down to Higginsville. So you play Lafayette County, so you got to try to beat them in their home gym, which, you know, that should be to the Huskers' advantage, but if you just look at records, that should be a really good matchup.
Yeah, and I think records is a good way to look at it. I think there's a lot of teams there in that district that are very competitive with each other, and there's a few at the top that are a step above, but right there in the middle and below, there's a lot of guys that are playing pretty similar basketball right now. So if we go out and we play a good basketball game, then we'll get a chance to move on, and we got pretty good teams waiting everywhere else after that. So, you know, basketball is not one of those sports where everybody gets to finish a winner. About everybody in the state is gonna finish abruptly, and you know it's gonna be a tough loss. So you know we want to delay that as much as possible and get up there and play to our potential for a while.
So same side of the bracket against with a team that I know nothing about. If you're fortunate enough to get by the Huskers, coach, and you have to deal with St. Paul Lutheran, who's 20-1. You know, I don't care who you're beating. If you're 20-1, you're a pretty darn good basketball team. Do you know anything about St. Paul Lutheran?
I've seen a little bit of film on them, not because I was scouting them out, just because that's just how some of the film things that I've gotten worked out. But they're pretty solid. You know, we look forward to opportunity. Hopefully, we get a chance to play them, and I can tell you all about what they're going to do when we get right there close to it. But you know, in the short run, they're the least of our concerns right now. They're just a good team that's waiting for us, just like a lot of them are.
Well, you know what? You play Tuesday. We talk with you every Wednesday on KTTN. So hopefully, since you would play in that scenario, St. Paul Lutheran on Thursday next week, hopefully we got a game to preview a week from today, Coach.
Yeah, let's hope so, too.
That is Head Coach Jeremy Austin of the Trenton Bulldogs. They will host Wellington Napoleon next game up, 7:30 on Thursday night from the THS Gym for Senior Night. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Tom.